Our gospel today is essentially about trust in God's providence. And we hear this parable that calls us to really trust that God is going to be faithful to us, even if we're unfaithful. As you know, we've been speaking a great deal over the last couple of months about the notion of stewardship. And you may remember, stewardship really begins with this trust in God's providence because we recognize that we are God's children. This is our deepest identity. We truly are God's beloved sons and daughters. And God, our Father, will undoubtedly provide for our needs. And hopefully this then leads us to a deep sense of gratitude and a desire to really live that gratitude out in concrete ways. And we talked about different ways that we live out this gratitude through stewardship of time and talent and treasure. And as you know, we began with really making that commitment to give God a tithe of our time through prayer and ongoing faithfulness. And subsequently, we made the commitment to give God the tithe of our talents through a commitment to involvement in ministries in the parish and outreach outside of the parish. And also, today we're going to be talking about giving God a tithe of our treasure. Before I do that, I wanted to invite one of our parishioners, Carissa Sines, to come and give a little testimony about her own stewardship. Carissa and her husband John and their children have been parishioners here at St. Catherine's for many years. So welcome, Carissa.
Thank you, Father. As Father said, my name is Carissa Sines, and my husband John and I have been members here at St. Catherine's for 11 years. When we moved here from Nashville in 2008, we had only been married 4 years. We had a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old, and with the move, we were walking away from our closest friends and family, including my parents and 7 younger siblings, whom we were very close to. We still are. We were moving away, though, from our entire support system, and let me tell you, I was not happy. To be honest, moving here for me was extremely isolating and lonely. I've never been very good at making friends, and I really didn't want to try. John was busy at work, and I was busy trying to survive raising 2 small children, and it was too hard to go out and join a new community. I'm a convert to Catholicism, and my whole family is, and our life has been marked by constantly leaving communities to continue our path towards Christ. So although I was sad and alone, my faith was my foundation and my central focus. So the one thing I did was attend Mass, but I wasn't about to get involved in anything. I just couldn't give of my time, talent, or treasure, because this was not my home, and this was not my community. Looking back now, I realized I was in a really dark place. I didn't get involved. I wouldn't even attend events with my husband. But the community at St. Catherine's never gave up on me. You were all unceasing in your support, and you showered me with love and care. And eventually, you were able to, with the help of the Holy Spirit, get through to my hard heart. When I was pregnant with our 3rd child, I volunteered to sing for the church every once in a while. And since then, my role at the church has evolved into singing maybe a little bit more than every once in a while. I'm not sure exactly when it happened. Maybe it was one of the hundreds of phone calls I received from people who are now my close friends, checking up on me, or whether maybe it was one of the myriad of times a staff person from the church actually showed up at my house to give some kind of support. Or maybe it was during the 6 months of meals we received following the birth of our 3rd child. I don't know. But at some point, I realized that this community that I had tried so hard to reject had become my family. But perhaps what causes me even more amazement is reflecting on the providence of God and putting me here with my little family to teach me how to be a mother, a wife, a sister, and a friend. Because it was here that I learned what it meant to choose to be part of a community. And no community I have ever been part of has demonstrated the love of Christ in the way that St. Catherine's demonstrates it. I am in awe of our St. Vincent de Paul Society that graciously gives and supports the dignity of their fellow man. I am equally in awe of our love of life here as we proudly support women who struggle because of an unplanned pregnancy. I am in awe of our Knights of Columbus, our Columbiettes, our Siena Seniors, our Habitat for Humanity, and of course, my amazing choir, who have loved and supported me like the very best brothers and sisters I could ask for. And so many more, all of you, who do so much here because it brings you so much joy. And I learned about all of this here at St. Catharines. Being part of this community has truly been the greatest blessing. Over the years, we have gradually increased our family's involvement, and we take as many opportunities as we can to volunteer for the schools and parish. But I have to admit, there was a time when I felt like our financial contribution was the least important thing we could do for the church. Like a lot of wives, I handle our household budget and our bills, and I know what money comes in, and let me tell you, it all goes right back out to pay for our life. My husband jokes that he doesn't get to buy lunch or a haircut unless I approve of it first. But John was actually really amazing at encouraging me to prioritize our tithe at church. He knew how important it was to both steward the church in whatever way we could and also give as God directs us to, because we do have a need to give from our first fruits. At the time, I was working a part-time job and John was working for St. Catherine's School. And there were plenty of months where we literally struggled to pay our bills. How could we add a financial commitment on top of that? And frankly, what good would it do anyway? Even though I love the church and I love St. Catharines, and even more so, I love our Lord, I felt like we didn't have an obligation to give the church money because we didn't have much to give. But it so often happens in lives as parents, God chose my little children to steer me in the right direction. That Lent, we were talking about our Lenten sacrifices, and my kids had learned in their preschool and elementary classes about the rice bowl. You've seen it. It's the little box, the way that Catholic Relief Services help to encourage almsgiving during Lent. My kids came home with those, and they were so excited. They wanted to not only give their pennies, but all of their birthday and Christmas gift money. I am ashamed to say that my gut reaction was extremely selfish. I thought, no, don't give away all your money, then what will you buy your gifts with? But my kids could see what I did not. God was calling them to something greater, greater trust, greater love, and an abandonment to the will of God in serving the needs of others first. This was a really hard lesson for me to learn. But God let me see through my husband and kids that if I truly wanted to be a faithful steward of the gifts that he has given me, and I really do, I had to trust that that meant tithing, especially when it was sacrificial, when it hurt. So I went online, took me a few times, maybe a few paychecks went by before I actually did it, but I eventually set up our online giving account to withdraw with every paycheck, and I trusted that God would support our family's needs, and it's been many years, and he definitely has. About a year ago, we were discerning a return to Nashville for a lot of personal reasons. There was a week towards the end of Lent that I was looking at all of you from the choir loft. It's a great view. And I was so sad thinking that this might be my last Easter here. And I love Easter here. And I love Lent here. I know that's not a popular opinion always. And I really love the last confession line before Lent. It is so long and filled with so many people who love God so much that they'll wait hours just to reconcile with. So when it was clear that we were not supposed to move, I was deeply grateful because I didn't want to leave my family again. I didn't want to leave this place where I have shared in your sorrows and joys and you have shared in mine. God has placed all of us here as stewards of this part of his church on earth, and I am humbled, honored, and grateful to be here with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Carissa, for that wonderful witness. As Carissa mentioned, we can sort of see stewardship in two different ways, and I've been speaking about this as well. I mean, the first way is recognizing our need to give, that God has blessed us so abundantly, and that we ought to have that gratitude and recognize that we need to give back to God for his goodness. But also, we recognize that we're giving to a need. And hopefully you've had a chance to review the annual report that I sent out this week in the mail or if you didn't get it in the mail, you got an email from me as well. And after you review it, you know that we have an incredible operation here. Between our parish and our schools, it's just an immense operation with all of our different ministries, our large staff that we have to support the life and the growth of our parish and the different ministries, our large facilities, lots of different needs. And I need your support in order to sustain all of these operations and all of our ministries and really the incredible dynamic life that we have in our parish. And so I'm asking you to consider, as an expression of your gratitude, your stewardship, and as a way of supporting the needs of our parish, to make a commitment to supporting our offertory this year. So this commitment that we're going to do in just a moment is independent of the capital campaign. Just to be sure, this is an offertory commitment that we'll be doing. As I mentioned, and as Chris has sort of alluded to, there were times in my life, especially as a young adult, and after I graduated from college, and was thinking about the priesthood, that I didn't recognize my own need to give, or that I had a responsibility to give to the needs of the church. But I realize now that every gift matters, every commitment, everyone's stewardship is essential to really supporting our parish. So I want to really encourage you to consider making a commitment today, whatever that may be, whatever the Lord is calling you to do. And so if you would please pick up one of the envelopes that